Welcome to Rim Country Forum, your way to keep up with local information from state and community leaders, interesting experts, and local business leaders. This is your chance to hear from and talk to the people that affect your life right here in Rim Country. We invite you to be part of the show. You can express your opinions or ask your questions by calling 474-2427. We ask that you please just call once per show so everyone has a chance to participate. Thanks, and welcome to Rim Country Forum. Rim Country Forum today being brought to you by ITD Group Computer Services, At Your Service Cleaning and Tree Service, George Henry Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, and Banner Payson Medical Center. Well, good Thursday morning, or as we like to think of it, Friday Eve. We're coming up on 5 minutes past 9 o'clock, 66 degrees, looking for a high today of 75. And, you know, a lot of people may not realize that May is, you know, there's a lot of different special things that go on in May, and, you know, more so than even our rodeo here that goes on this weekend. May is Mental Health Month. And in observance of that, people are trying to bring light to the daily struggles of more than 43 million people in the United States. Many don't understand or don't realize that one in five American adults experiences a mental health issue, and one in 10 young people experience periods of major depression. And furthermore, one in 25 Americans live with a serious mental illness such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, or major depression. And so today, because it is Mental Health Month, we have with us in the studio from Southwest Behavioral Health Services, Linda Ryford. She's their marketing director. Also, Becky Conway, the CSR supervisor. And someone else wandered in who's their operations manager called Diane Roberson. Did I pronounce that right? Roberson? Is that right?
I think so.
Okay. Anyway, we appreciate you ladies being in here today. And want to start talking just a little bit with Linda here to begin with. And first of all, Linda, can you, you know, this Mental Health Awareness Month, obviously it's got a lot of different facets to it, but so does Southwest, see if I can say this in English, so does Southwest Behavioral Health Services. This, you know, for people that have been around Rim Country for a long time, used to be called Rim Guidance Center. Southwest Behavioral took over here a few years back. And, boy, you have all kinds of different services that you offer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Sure.
Correct. Southwest Behavioral and Health Services is an integrated behavioral and healthcare agency serving communities throughout the state. We've been in Arizona for close to 50 years now.
Wow.
And as you were saying, we did start services in Payson through Rim Guidance Center in the year 2000. We have an array of services from outpatient services to inpatient crisis, substance abuse services. We have an autism center of excellence down in Phoenix as well. We have residentials, in-home services. I mean, you name it, we've pretty much...
But that covers an awful lot of territory when you talk about autism to schizophrenia, bipolar. I mean, there's a lot of different things a lot of different... experiences that we have in our lives that can, you know, have us, you know, I think everybody at some point or another experiences some form of, you know, mental challenge. But, and you folks deal with lots and lots of folks. I was astounded by the numbers that you shared. Again, 43 million people in the United States suffer from some form of mental illness. That's a lot of people.
A lot, yeah. Exactly.
And now here in Rim Country, there's Southwest Behavioral actually has two locations. And Diane, I know the one that a lot of people know is down there kind of at the corner of South McLean and Arrow Drive, right?
Correct. 404 West Arrow Drive.
Right. And then, but you have a second facility as well, just down Arrow Drive a little further.
Correct. That's our Empowerment Center. It's our day program where members can come and spend the day and attend groups.
Oh, so they have all kinds of different things for, when you say attend groups, like group sessions?
Group sessions. We serve lunch to the members Monday through Friday. And,
oh, wow.
It's a place for them to hang out and get support from their peers.
And what's the address there again?
That's 302 West Arrow.
302 West Arrow. Very interesting. So when it comes to mental health, I know, you know, one of the things that it seems like there's been progress made, but I know myself growing up back, or at least attempting to, back in the 60s, you know, mental health issues were something that, you know, just weren't really talked about publicly much. It was kind of kept you know, behind the curtains, so to speak. And as a result, I mean, I think that that's changing, but there's probably still an awful lot of misconceptions when it comes to mental health, aren't there, Linda?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. There's a lot of stigma with regard to mental illness, and you hit it on the head earlier. Anyone can experience some form of mental illness, whether mm-hmm. it's big or small. It can happen to anybody, and it doesn't make a person weak, and that's one of the stigmas around it. Another misconception is that people with mental disorders are violent, and that's not correct either. You know, a lot of studies have shown that those who suffer from mental illness are more likely to hurt themselves than others. Mm-hmm. And another is that they can never recover, and in fact, if they get the appropriate help, people with mental illness can and do recover, and we have many success stories
wow.
as well.
So. You know, and you know, it's interesting when you talk about, you know, how many people can at least at some point in their life maybe suffer from significant depression and things like that. And I know, at least in the circles that I've turned in, I know a lot of folks that struggle with PTSD mm-hmm. through some of the disaster work, but I deal with a lot of military folks with that. And I was also raised by a police officer, so, you know, kind of had some of that up close and personal in my life. And I know with that, one of the big things is just getting people to actually talk about it and not internalize it. And I would assume that that's probably a pretty significant part of a lot of these different disorders that people struggle with. Getting them to actually talk about it and deal with it is probably one of the big steps to take to begin with.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's hard for people to do that because of the stigma surrounding it. So, you know, we try to encourage people. We try to lead them toward a recovery journey and get them to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Becky, I know as the CSR supervisor, you're probably, because you're dealing a lot with the office staff and everything, right?
Correct.
So you're sometimes, you know, the first face that people see when they're coming in and maybe kind of at wit's end, you know, and looking for help. Do you see that much where people come in and you know, maybe even feel a little embarrassed about having to be there, but they want help and they're turning to you in a moment of desperation?
Absolutely. We try to make them feel comfortable when they come in, so
right.
they have friendly faces when they come in.
I know a lot of times it seems like with, again, some of the stuff that I've been involved with helping folks with PTSD, a lot of times when you get folks sitting in a group discussing the challenges that they have, you find people walking away from that group going, wow, I'm not the only one going through this. Other people have experienced the same thing too. And that's got to be kind of a liberating thing in and of itself.
Yes, we try to encourage them to attend groups. Mm-hmm. Most people are intimidated by them, but it's true when they once they sit in and hear that other people are having the same issues and going through the same problems that it's
right.
very beneficial.
And you know, right along with that are the loved ones of those that are struggling with some type of disorder and, you know, trying to figure out how to best help and how to understand the challenges that are going on there. Linda, is there training available locally to, you know, folks in the community that are interested in learning the signs and symptoms of someone in a mental health crisis and how they can get help?
Yes, there is. There's a program called Mental Health First Aid, which is through the National Council of Behavioral Health. Mental Health First Aid started in Australia in 2001 and I believe was brought to the United States in 2008. And it's now in 23 countries worldwide. And what it is, you know, just like CPR teaches someone to help someone in a cardiac or
sure.
other crisis. Mental Health First Aid teaches people, it could be community members, it could be law enforcement, school teachers, but teaches them to know the signs and symptoms of someone experiencing a mental health crisis. And it provides a 5-step action plan that you follow to help that person until you can get appropriate professional help.
So there are things that that someone could learn how to do that could de-escalate a situation?
Absolutely.
Huh.
And it teaches, you know, from experimenting with a teammate or a partner, how to talk to someone having a panic attack to how to talk to someone who's contemplating suicide and the questions to ask. And because, you know, there's a myth out there that you shouldn't ask someone that question, and when in reality, if you think someone is, you should really ask the question. So it teaches you how to interact with that person and be able to ask that question. And we actually, through Southwest Behavioral, we have the adult and youth versions, and we're through a grant from SAMHSA that we recently acquired, we're pushing the youth mental health first aid out into the school communities and the law enforcement and the hospitals as well.
And it's really designed to educate the first responders, or the people that are dealing with the folks that are having the mental crisis.
Exactly. So,
wow.
Exactly.
And there's, I would assume then that because of the fact that the causes for some of these mental crises can be far reaching, that a lot of the training and how to deal with that probably is equally far-reaching.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, correct.
Interesting. Now, are there situations that, I'll pick on Diane again for a second, swing the microphone over there. I got to take a chance on bugging her just a little bit while she's here. But here's an open question for you. Are there some things that people can do to boost their mental health?
Oh, yes. The company of a pet can be a source of comfort and can help us to live mentally healthier lives.
So the whole idea of the therapy pet thing really kind of makes sense, huh?
Correct.
Neat.
Yeah.
What
and
else?
We do have a lot of clients that do depend a lot on their pets and stuff.
So. And is that just the calming effect of, you know, having a pet sitting on your lap? And I don't know, you know, you and I, we've had a plethora of dogs since, you know, Noah got off the boat. And there is something about how, you know, if you just had a really rough day or something like that, and the dog gets up on your lap, I mean, it's pretty hard to not, you know, just,
yes,
that's cool. You
yes,
know?
And I think a lot of people do depend on that. I think they talk to their pets and
right?
they feel better.
Well, and something that you've probably been involved with at home, too, is there is something to be said for finding humor in some of these situations, too.
Oh, yes, living with you. Anyway, yes, humor can lift moods with laughter and help people to better deal with and overcome difficult experiences.
You know, one of the things, too, Linda, is that, you know, some folks may have, and I think a lot of this would be based on, well, frankly, ignorance, but I think a lot of folks might think that going and talking to someone at a behavioral health facility might be something in contrast to their spiritual beliefs, but it seems like you folks, I mean, I've through Diane's involvement with Southwest Behavioral for, what, 100 years now? it seems like there is a wide-ranging understanding of being able to meet people where they're at, you know, regardless of what their spiritual convictions are or anything else. You do a pretty good job of being able to be there where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that take a number of different clinicians, a number of different staff to be able to do that? Or is everyone trained on just trying to, you know, see the big picture when it comes to people's needs when they come in?
Yeah, everyone's trained to, you know, exactly what you said, see the big picture, mm-hmm. to be able to, we go towards strengths-based rather, so we try to focus on the resolution and how to help the person rather than the problem. So yeah, it's all toward the recovery of the individual.
Right.
Yeah.
And Becky, because I have to pick on everyone equally here, I would think that, you know, we talked about, you know, company of a pet being important, finding humor in difficult situations, certainly, you know, going to church, meditating, things like that. Some people get a lot of relief from that. But a lot of these mental issues come from perhaps somewhat unhealthy lifestyles. And as I understand it, Southwest Behavioral does a good job of trying to get people more focused on returning to a healthy lifestyle.
Yes, exactly. Living a healthy lifestyle can be achieved by gradually making small changes and building on those successes. So it's very important to get out and exercise and...
Sure. Well, and I think, too, you know, at least when I think of mental health challenges, I think of KMOG. I mean, and I'm joking, maybe. But there's also, you know, I think in all of our lives, there's that, you know, trying to find a balance between work and home life and things like that and have that balance out. And that's a big part of what y'all help people with, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Finding a balance between work and play, the ups and downs of life, physical health, and mental health can help as well.
All right. At 18 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, 67 degrees, we have a caller on the line, so let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on Rim Country Forum. Good morning.
Yeah, just a question. I'll hang up real quick.
Okay.
I had a friend that went down there. I was going through a hard time. And apparently they don't take insurance because he had insurance, pretty good insurance. And they told him that, sorry, they didn't take insurance. So I'd like a little clarification on that. I guess the only thing to take is like access and stuff like that.
Okay, so Becky, I understand you do take access. Do you take other forms of insurance?
We do. We currently take Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare, and there was one other.
And one other.
But normally what we do, because insurances are so difficult, is we'll take the information and try to call to verify mm-hmm. benefits. The struggle we have here in Payson is a lot of community members are on Medicare, and that's one insurance that we are not contracted with. Mm. However, we do have other resources in town, so in those cases, we'll share that information with those clients and try to get them directed into the right direction.
Well, it sounds, you know, quite a bit like, you know, what I've dealt with before, just with my primary care physician, where suddenly they make a change and, oh, that this doctor no longer takes that company's insurance. And so you either got to change insurance plans or change doctors. So I guess the same is kind of true in behavioral health, just, another office dealing with the same kind of struggle.
It is.
Interesting.
It really is.
Good question. Appreciate the phone call. We'll clear the phone lines. We have to take a fast break and be back with more on Rim Country Forum. But first, these words.
At Your Service Cleaning and Tree Service is back in the Rim Country and offering more than ever before. We offer residential and commercial cleaning of homes and buildings from top to bottom. And yes, we even do windows. There's no job too big or small. We offer tree maintenance such as tree trimming, elevating, and pruning. We remove hazard trees, and we are certified in Firewise Detail. We are licensed, bonded, and insured, and we offer free estimates and discounted rates for seniors and veterans. We are friendly, dependable, and affordable. We are at your service. Give us a call at 928-970-2020.
George Henry's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling wants to remind you that customer service is important to us. We've been serving the Rim Country for over 50 years. We're licensed, bonded, and insured, have fully loaded vans, our own showroom, and our technicians have completed background checks, wear uniforms, and drive vehicles with our logo. Call us at 928-474-5037 or stop by our showroom at 204 South Beeline Highway in Payson. George Henry's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling.
Napa Know How.
Right now at Napa, grab a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $28.99. It keeps out harmful sludge to help reduce wear on your engine, which is important if you like cars that, you know, run smoothly. So keep your engine healthy with Mobil 1, now just $28.99. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/19.
22 minutes past 9 o'clock, 67 degrees right now. Again, looking for that high today of 75. We'll give you a look at today's weather forecast coming up in just about 8 minutes, so stick around for that. Meanwhile, this morning we're talking during May, Mental Health Awareness Month, talking with some folks from Southwest Behavioral Health Services here in Rim Country. Linda Reiford, their marketing director, Diane Roberson, operations manager, and Becky Conway, their CSR supervisor. And one of the things we need to mention, Linda, is that they have kind of a special event for you folks down there that's going on today, and I think you mentioned earlier the mayor is showing up for this?
Yes, correct. The mayor was kind enough to sign a proclamation in partnership with us declaring May as Mental Health Month in Payson, and we'll be coming down today to an event in honor of Mental Health Month to read that proclamation for us.
You know, as a marketing director, I think you would be uniquely qualified. I mean, what are the biggest misconceptions people have when it comes to the overarching heading of mental health?
As far as?
I mean, it just is society-wise. Are there general misconceptions that people really don't understand when it comes to, you know, what all the challenges out there, but the services that are available and that kind of thing?
Oh, I think absolutely there are. I think there's a lot of questions that I think people might not understand, kind of the it's kind of like a labor of love, you know, even for us that aren't out in the actual field, you know, it's like a labor of love. And I think a lot of people don't understand kind of what kind of services, say, a counselor provides, or how they help those people with mental illness. I think so, for sure.
And especially for your clinicians, it's got to be tough at times. I mean, you know, when you're seeing all of the challenges that people go through, sometimes I know in many cases nationally, I've done a lot of reading and have seen that, you know, the old saying of we spend our adult years recovering from our childhood. You know, I used to think that that's a joke, but really it's not. There's a lot of things, a lot of challenges that people carry with them that are as a result of the experiences that they had at a really early age. So there's a lot of different variables when it comes to mental health. I mean, it's a it's a pretty wide-reaching area. But again, a really good thing to keep in mind during Mental Health Awareness Month is the fact that it is something that needs to be talked about. It doesn't. It's not a statement of weakness or anything. It's the same as if you all of a sudden had a physiological condition, you'd go to the doctor to get some help. The same is true with many of the challenges that we face as far as mental health. Now, so what are some of the resources, Diane, that are available in the community here for people that are either, you know, feeling that the challenge of a mental health crisis or issue, and or their family members that see a loved one that might be, you know, struggling with something? Are there resources in the community for them to turn to?
Yes. Well, there is a local crisis line number, which is 877-756-4090. And then there's a national number, which is 1-800-SUICIDE. But you can also find additional resources at our website, which is www.sbhservices.org.
SBH, as in Southwest Behavioral Health Services.org. And we'll repeat those numbers again for you in a little bit here. So the bottom line is there is, regardless of the type of emotional challenge somebody might be having, there's resources available right here in Payson for them.
Correct.
All right. And now, are there... Becky, when it comes to, I know, you know, again, with the hospital and things like that, there are, for physiological problems, there's an awful lot that they can do here, but sometimes there's things that can't be handled here, and then they transport patients to other larger facilities that have those kinds of services available. Is the same true in the mental health field?
Yes, a lot of times clients will end up in the emergency room, and the emergency room will call the crisis number that we just gave, and they'll come in and do an assessment, and depending on the person's needs, they'll possibly get them admitted to a psych hospital or give them direction on how to do outpatient counseling.
You know, it's got to be interesting, too, because what Linda had mentioned a moment ago was that in many ways this is kind of a labor of love that you all do. I mean, you see the challenges coming in, and I know your hearts go out to the different challenges that people face. But like anything in life, a lot comes down to, you know, how we choose to focus on it. And I would think that it's got to be kind of gratifying, especially for you and your office staff, Becky, because, I mean, you're kind of on the front lines when people come in, and you may see someone that's having, you know, just some terrible challenges today, but maybe a month or two down the road after a few visits with the clinician, it's got to be gratifying to see the positive changes that come about.
Oh, absolutely. We see it every day.
Right.
So it's really heartfelt to see them make progress
in their
healing. So,
you know, I would be absolutely remiss if I didn't tell at least one funny story while Diana's in here. This goes back a little over 20 years ago when Diane first went to work for Southwest Behavioral. How long you been there now, Diane?
It was 21 years last December.
All right. So this would have been about 21 years ago. A friend of ours who had a business rather near Southwest Behavioral's office, he's no longer in town here, but was down there, approached me one day and said, how you doing? It's like, great. It's like, how's Diane doing? It's like, great. And it's like, well, you know, I've seen her car over at Southwest Behavioral a lot lately. And it's like, yeah, they got it so bad to keep her there 8 hours a day. The bottom line, Diane, I know, and I have to say, having dealt with deploying mobile medical clinics in disasters for the last 21 years, I know a little bit about HIPAA and everything. And I have to say, you're the poster child for keeping HIPAA, in that she doesn't bring any of those little stories home that I'm sure you all might be anxious to share with each other. But I can tell sometimes when you come home and you, you know, you've probably, you know, heard some story about something that some kid or adult went through, or I mean, it's got to be kind of rough on staff at once in a while too. Just when you hear about the kinds of challenges people have, it's got to be a little tough on you sometimes.
Oh yes, I think we all feel it, and we all get so close. And like Becky and I have both been with Southwest Behavioral for so long, and you get to know them; they're almost like family. You see them every day,
right? Yeah, and you know, I think it's amazing the work that's done, and it's done very quietly. And I think a lot of that quietness, Linda, is because people, again, I think a long time ago, people just didn't want to talk about anything to do with mental health because they thought that if they had some kind of challenge there, it was a sign of weakness. And this is a great month to point out to people that that's not the case.
It is. Absolutely. You're right. And I wanted to point out, too, if you do go to our website, at www.sbhservices.org, there's a page there that we call Stories of Success, and you can read some of our success stories, and they're really, really inspiring. I have one gentleman in Phoenix who actually was on the radio for Mental Health Month for us down there, and he just loves to share his recovery story, and he said to me, you know, I feel like when I do that, I'm helping at least one person. It's wonderful to see.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. And Becky, how long have you been with Southwest Behavioral now? Because I can't remember a time that Diane was there when you weren't, actually.
I think Diane's been there maybe a year or two longer than I have.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Yeah.
And that says something, too. I mean, when you have folks that stick around, you have that longevity in there. That's got to help a lot with the continuity of the whole operation. Linda, how many different offices does Southwest Behavioral have in Arizona? I mean, roughly? By the look on your face, I'm thinking it's a big
a lot.
Number.
Yeah, there's a lot. In Phoenix itself, I think we have eight outpatient clinics.
Right.
I might be overshooting it, but yeah, we have so many I can't even keep track.
And
anymore.
So, but not only outpatient clinics, but you also have some residential housing things where some of these folks can be in a safe environment and that kind of thing. And that's something else that you have kind of all over the state too.
Yes, we have so many of those, and that kind of goes in with all of my other with the outpatient and all the other ones. I've lost count, honestly.
Oh, wow.
It's great. It's good.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's obviously there's a lot of variables there, and when it comes to marketing, you know, I guess obviously from a perfect marketing standpoint with, again, Mental Health Awareness Month, the big thing to get out there in front of the public is the fact that, hey, you know, if you have some kind of emotional issue, you're not alone. There's a whole bunch of the population that does at any one time, and almost all of us, it seems like at one point or another, have something that kind of pushes us close to the edge. Just important for people to know that, you know, there is help out there.
Yes, it is.
Outstanding. And again, if you want to find out more, you can go on to their website at sbhservices.org. That's SBH as in Southwest Behavioral Health Services.org. And I'm suddenly groping for those phone numbers again. those phone numbers are, again, the local crisis line number. If you or a loved one is having a challenge and you just really need someone to help with a crisis situation, you can call 877-756-4090. And of course, the national number is 1-800-SUICIDE. Suicide, a big challenge for many different people groups in the United States. So a good number to have, you know, by your side, 1-800-SUICIDE. And then don't forget to check out, I'm anxious to see some of those success stories on Southwest Behavioral's website. Again, that's at sbhservices.org. And now you've got this event coming up at 10 o'clock. Diane, I know your main priority in life right now is to hurry up and run, pick up some food for that. So we appreciate you all coming in here. And keep us posted on this. And if there's anything else that we can do to help get the word out to the public, just know that we're more than happy to do it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Thank you for finally giving us a reason to have Diane in the studio here. And this is something she's been rather averse to. But see, we got all the way through this, Diane. I never asked you any deep, probing, personal questions or anything.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're not going to do that while you're here. We're going to talk about you after you leave. All right. Anyway, thanks again, ladies, for coming down. We have to take a quick break and take a look at today's weather forecast. When we come back, have a couple other things to toss out to you for your opinions. Stick around. More to come on Rim Country Forum. Right after this.